From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting more arrests in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in Brussels. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings that killed 32 people. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said his government and security forces will continue to be vigilant even after the new arrests.
We are, of course, positive about the latest developments of searches. That is positive, and we have expressed our appreciation for our security forces, who have reached very good additional results.
Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport March 22nd. Abrini, a 31-year-old Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with both the Paris and Brussels attacks. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13 attacks in Paris and the Brussels bombings in March, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to the peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, that is, in Kabul, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people. The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, the United States, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and China, has been trying to get peace talks moving. However, the Taliban refused to take any part in the most recent effort last month. This is VOA News.